philanthropy kind of started a little later in Canada than it did in the U.S., and there's not nearly as much wealth in Canada as there is in the U.S., so we're sort of a small foundation by American standards. We have about, you know, roughly $100 million endowment right now, a little smaller than it was a year ago. But the fact that we're, you know, we're identified with, you know, one of the most prominent business schools in Canada, the Ivy School of Business, we're known, you know, as a kind of a historic foundation that's been around from the very beginning in the early days, you know, funding hospitals and universities, kind of traditional old school philanthropy. So I think the decision for us to spend down caught some people by surprise, because we're seen as kind of a very mainstream part of Canadian philanthropy. But when you sort of look into it, and so we're basically our board of directors, there's five of us, me and four Ivy family members. And this really was very much came out of the family and their strong belief that creating a foundation in perpetuity wasn't necessarily, you know, the thing that makes most sense today. And also just the circumstances of the family. It's been very much a family project, and the family's been working together, and I've been working with them for 20 years now. And so I think for all of us, it's been like a collective project, and we've worked on it for 20 years. And it just feels like for a bunch of reasons that this is the right time to say, okay, let's just, you know, kind of go big and support the issue that we think is the most important environmental issue right now facing the globe. And I guess recognizing as well that we were one of the first and largest environmental funders in Canada. So we started making environmental grants 50 years ago at the Ivy Foundation. And for the last almost 40 years, have been predominantly putting all our money into environmental causes. So, you know, the family and my role, like, we're all just really committed to the environment. And it just really felt like, okay, well, if this is the biggest issue, and we've really, you know, we're looking at kind of 2030 facing us in terms of climate targets that we need to get to. We're not nearly on track in this country. So let's see what we can do in the next 5 years and be really focused